Hey there. So excited about this episode because I can really go into a lot of the elements that really hold us back as entrepreneurs, especially if you're doing online products or even helping with your daily marketing stuff. So that's what I do. I help clients with either daily practical marketing or daily digital marketing. In New Zealand, there is definitely they're sort of equal. They're still not completely sold on the elements of online marketing. So what I do is I'm an integrator. I will go into general practices of marketing and then get it over the line on online and start to really get that client enthusiastic about how this whole world can really expand. With that said, there's a lot of like daily operation procedures that we need to do in order to get a lot of the marketing elements rolled out. So this episode, I really want to talk about when you need that extra help, you're not sure exactly how to do it, but you are getting stuck and doing all the things of the production of the marketing, assembling all of your social media, putting everything together. And it could be quite simple for you to do in 2 seconds. However, those 2 seconds add up to hours. Those add up hours actually take a huge chunk of your week when really you should be concentrating on growing your business, meaning product, business development, meeting with people, showing the offering, all of the rest of the stuff. Listen, I know I do this. And with COVID, what's happening because of some of the drop of clients, what I've done is I've fallen back in doing a lot of those daily tasks myself and not being able to really utilize my virtual assistant as much as I wanted to because it needed to be it was a delicate balance of like, am I going over budget? You need to pull back. I don't have as many clients as I used to prior before COVID. How am I doing it? And the great thing is now in the month of November is that we are starting to gain back our clients and get new clients as well. So we're getting everybody really, really excited about the marketing aspect, the online marketing aspect, and reintroducing you or the same virtual assistants back to our agency. Now, what can happen, it's almost like I start over again. Every time I start a system or a process, the thing that stops us from going forward is that I am not communicating correctly to my virtual assistant. Therefore, things are either stalled on waiting for an answer for me. That's one. The second thing is they don't understand, but sometimes they don't feel confident enough to ask me the right questions. That really happens with my team, but this has happened. So I just want to put that out there. They're very cool. They're very confident. I'm very excited and grateful that I have the team that I have. The other obstacle that can happen is that they are still unsure by the written instruction that you've given them. Well, I'm not sure exactly how to do that. And so what they'll want to do is that they will try to either fix and find what or interpret what that is and then deliver something totally different. They're delivering product B instead of product A of what you've had in mind. So all of these pieces really stop us from progressing. And then here's the business owner going, oh, I have to do this all over again. I just assigned it. Oh my gosh, this is so much work. I should have done it myself. And that's where we get into a trap. When we do stuff like that, we're actually doing a huge disservice on our business than what you think you're doing. You think you're going to kill this in 5 to 10 minutes when really you're adding a legacy of time back that you have to do to your business in order to give a really good product to the client. And we're all about servicing the client, or from a business owner perspective, we're all about just making sure that our product and our service is out there without having the heaviness of doing it ourselves. I mean, that's why we got a virtual assistant or an assistant in the first place. Now, if you have an assistant that comes and meets with you weekly and you're going through emails, this podcast is still for you, because I will promise you there are still gaps in the way we communicate with our assistants that fall through, and then we get really upset on the assistant, like, why didn't get it? This should have been done already. Wah! Like all of that. Actually, I'm here to tell you, lands back on you. So, with that said, let's peel back a couple of the elements of what we'll do and what will help you get out of that. The first thing is first, you need to be on Asana. There are other things like Trello and Mondays and all of this other type of things, but I will tell you, Asana is free. Asana was co-created by the makers of Facebook, so it's really intuitive. It's great to maneuver. Don't get into the craziness of trying to compare which service is going to do you best, but you know what, I heard people do it on Google Docs. Stop. Go on Asana. Super simple, super easy. It integrates with your email. You will find out what is happening with the project during the week. You will also be notified when things are due. You will also be notified when things are past due. So if you're something that you have fallen through the cracks, this is something that you need to put in your business. It's absolutely free. Stop with the minutia. Get on this. Do it well. So we have this element, okay? So we're putting on Asana. We're getting integrated. Don't worry. They have tutorials on there for you. Super, super easy. Super simple to do. Now, in this case scenario, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk you through on how you can use Asana to execute your social media, because I think that that is one of the biggest pebbles in your shoe as a business owner than anything else. Like, I just need to get social media out there. Oh my God, I'm doing so much. Oh, it takes my whole weekend or my whole week just to do it. Yeah, I know it takes about 5 minutes, but then I got to find the image. Blah, blah, blah. All of that. If you're feeling prickly right now, if you're feeling prickly right now in your body, that means that this is absolutely a pebble in your shoe. So let's take on this task, okay? So one of the first things that we need to do is, aside from getting Asana, you're going to go ahead and invite your VA or assistant on the Asana platform. You're going to go ahead and give them those links to familiarize yourself on how to use it. Basically, I like using a board system because a list system is not as visual as a board. You can slide in the images in the board. And I will show you, actually, if you sign up for this newsletter, I will absolutely show you this process. So don't get worried about, what is she talking about sliding through a board? I am going to go ahead and give a supportive email for the end of this show. So don't worry if you're doing this, but I want to talk you through this so you can actually connect these two visually. If you're an auditory learner versus a visual, you will get it. So it'll be good. So getting on that Asana board, getting those images up by sliding images in and creating. So basically what Asana helps you do with your virtual assistant is you're able to go A through Z of what those elements are that we need to do in order to get across the line our social media. So the goal is to do about 3 to 4 social media static images per week for Instagram and Facebook. Super simple. You can also translate the same image and the same copy for your LinkedIn and even your Pinterest. And yes, you can do it on Twitter if you still want to do it. Just to clarify, Pinterest is a search engine. So if you want people to find you, Pinterest is great. Twitter is a place for media. So if you want media to find you, sure, go ahead and put your product or service on Twitter if you want to. Ideally, you want to keep it nice and tight. I usually recommend for clients to do Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest. For now, it will elaborate. I'm actually going to do an episode on TikTok soon, so which is blowing up. And yes, it's for all ages, and it's not all dance competitions or dance reenactments. So we'll get into that a little bit later date. It's going to be really, really cool. But anyway, going back to what we're putting on social media. So that A to Z element. So A, first things first, we need images. How do those images look? Can you assign those images to your VA. And I will tell you, the more that you assign your VAs items that you need to do, the better, because then you can start refining and co-creating together. If you're going, oh, I have some images that I like and I want, and I will, what this happens to me a lot when I'm working with creative clients, they're like, oh, that has to be my aesthetic. It has to be perfect. That's great. Well, then we have to go ahead and track them down the line where they're producing so many images for me to use, that means that we're 2 weeks in advance. Now, if you can do that, if you feel confident that you can roll out 2 weeks of images and you really want to curate those images and pull them, then take ownership, put deadlines in the Asana boards on how to do it for yourself. Otherwise, I highly recommend to get your VA to do it. Now, if you still want to sort of oversee the design element, do a screen recording on video on, you know, your computer. Hey, these are the images I'm looking. This is the kind of style I'm after. This Instagram account I really like. This is kind of the fluidity that I like in images. This is exactly where I want to go with it. So the more that you explain to your VA, the better. So get that through. The more that you explain to your VA, the better. You will always do well with more explanation than not. The second element is, once you gather those images, you're going to go ahead and columnize, put them in different columns. And again, when you go into the newsletter and you sign up, we're going to show you exactly how this looks like. Each column will showcase what images you're going to be doing. Once you click on that image and open it up, you can then start to create the written content. So what do you want to say about this image? How is this going to benefit the client? Or what are the features of your offer or product? So talk a little bit about that. Usually my formula is, when I do social media, is we do a lifestyle piece. How does this affect the reader? Why is this reader, this part of this lifestyle piece is going to resonate with the audience? So think about that, who your avatar is, who are you solving, how is this relatable? The second part is, this is what we do and this is how we do it. So if we do what we do, or this is why we do it, or this is the feature and benefits of our product and service is the second part, then you're good. The third and final part is, of the social media structure, is that you're gonna go ahead and you are going to do something really, really interesting. You're actually gonna show where they can find you, where they can find your product, where they can go ahead and schedule that consultation with you, or they can buy your product directly. This is that piece where you can say, hey, we're available on, I don't know, Sunset Pharmacies or whatever. I'm just throwing in, if you were in a marketplace and you were at a physical store location, you would enter it here. The other thing is, if you are a brand that has products in multiple stores, the best thing you can do is tag in those relationship partners. So those distributors that are doing that, go ahead and tag them in and say, this is where you can find them, or find me, or find our product. So definitely, those are the three elements for a social media product or service. If you're going to be doing this for personal branding, you're just really going to be talking about your story, and that story, it's another episode on how to structure that. But I'm just giving you overviews right now, right? So we're doing that social media content work. Once that happens, and if your VA assistant is writing that for you, then it goes to step three, which is the approval method, or the approval cycle. So they roll this and assign this back to you. You read, you look at the copy, you look at the image. Yeah, it looks great. Actually, I would tweak this word a little bit. Da-da-da-da. Now, you will be tweaking. They're never going to get it 100% right, because they don't have your brain. End of. Like, that is the absolute truth. Do not penalize your virtual assistant or your social media marketer for that, please. They're not going to know exactly your brain, your thinking. So if you want to still be involved in social media, you're going to have to give it a little bit of grace, a little bit of space, and just go in there and type in exactly what you want to say if there is a word change here and there. Eventually, they're going to catch on to your flow. They're going to get your vibe, and they're going to go ahead and make those adjustments automatically as time goes by. But we need repetition for that to happen, okay? So don't get really upset if this is a week or two or three that it's still not working out. It can take, depending on the person, it can take anywhere from a couple of weeks to a couple of months to work. Now, I'm not going to say a couple of years because that's crazy, right? So I usually give my virtual assistants about 6 months to amalgamate on what we're doing. If they're not catching on and they don't, and this is all too hard and it's just not a right fit, and we've done everything to work with that person, then that's the time to move on. And quite frankly, they're probably happy to do it too, because it's too much. But again, that's like another episode. But what we want to do is we want to be able to set everybody up for success. So if we just do it and we're proactively working with our person and changing those tags, changing those elements of that, that's great. The other piece is, feel free and please encourage your VA per particular post to go ahead and do a little bit of hashtag research. You might have your own business hashtag. Make sure that it's relevant, and also stay away from hashtags that says, I don't know, my dad can't stop wearing jeans. Like, what? Like, that's not a... Okay, yeah, you can put it into a hashtag, but no one's going to be actively searching for that hashtag. You know what I mean? So we want to make hashtags that are relevant, that are findable, that people look on, that ultimately people actually follow. And that's what we want to do. We want them to be unique enough where they do follow a subset of people, your people that are trying to find you, but we don't want it to be too obscure, and we absolutely don't want it to be like, okay, this hashtag is 2 million people are following this hashtag. That is an indicator where it's overused. No one's watching it. There's too much noise in that area. So keeping it simple, you can do on Instagram up to 30 hashtags. I would say 5 or 10 is great. Like, let's keep it light and bright and really airy, and then just make sure that you're consistent in posting. That is the key, definitely. Once that is done and the approvals are done, then we go into scheduling. So what you can do with that is you use a product like later.com, which schedules all your stuff. Yes, there's Hootsuite, there's other ones. I like Later because Later gives you it's a paid version, it gives you actually the analytics. So we can compare all of our social media and see what actually resonates with people and what doesn't resonate. That is so important. We need to know where our successes lie and what kind of content we need to keep creating for people that to engage with. So that is something that I absolutely can't point more to, is that you do need to see where your analytics are so you can start to adjust where you need to go. So that is one other element. So using something like later.com, the paid version will give you analytics, and it will also give you access to do your hashtag research and give you the numbers of like, okay, how many people actually follow this hashtag or use it. So that's something that's really valuable. I definitely think that you should have Later as an element for your social media as well. Now, with those two things said, when you got all of that happening, you go ahead and approve it. Okay, schedule for approval. Now, the other element is what I do with my team is they know from top to bottom, topping number one, the bottom is usually number four. So if we have four tiles in that column, the top tile one is going to be scheduled first, second tile two, second, third, and so on. So we know that we're going to be doing that. We also understand with Later Analytics, what days are the best days to post? What times are the best time to post? for the best interaction according to my followers. So you definitely want to placate to that and start scheduling that as well. So you can do something like that. It's really super simple, easy. Have them schedule that out. Now you're done. You're done with your whole week. That's great. So what I recommend to get even bigger breathing space for yourself, bigger space, breathing space for your team, is to actually do and schedule this process 2 weeks in advance. If you have content done for 2 weeks in advance, I will promise you, you can breathe. You are now in the flow and the flux of doing regular social media content. You get how it all works with your social media person. And the flow starts to open up. It's kind of like that dam that is there in front of your business. And then you just lifted it up and now the flow is there. You are actually are one of those businesses that can now easily distribute in this and talk and show up on social media. Don't worry about the numbers in the beginning. Consistency and longevity is the key to gaining those followers. Your content, the more real you are in your content, the more relatable you are in your content, you're going to get followers. Now, if you speak from a place like you're a product brochure, you're going to be static. You might get a few likes. You're not going to get real engagement. People are not going to fall into you. And I think that that is the other biggest obstacle I have with my clients, is that they wanted to look so glossy and so perfect that it's starting to look like a brochure. It's a product brochure. It's not social media. So make sure that you come off as social media and not a product brochure. If I used the pharmacy example earlier. So if you if you have a pharmaceutical business or a pharmacy store, you want to be able to talk about the features and benefits and the wellness that this product or service actually gives you, instead of, hey, we got these particular set of daily vitamin samples, buy one, get one free. Who cares? Why do I want it? What is it going to help do with my energy? What is it going to help do with my lifestyle? How am I going to be the best and happiest me in the state of where I'm living at? So talk more about that. How is this going to improve and value the lifestyle of you? And it doesn't have to be a wellness product. It could be I was on the marketing team for a startup company that was the Mint floor cleaner, and it's now been purchased, I don't know for how many millions and millions of dollars, but this is in the early days. I started the campaign, and I started the campaign on TikTok and all the rest of it. With that said, that product, a floor cleaner, actually gave a lot of autonomy to people that had disabilities. So there's a different story there, right? So this, you know, getting that one extra thing ticked off your list on what you can do if you have a disability is mind-blowing. So if you can clean your floors, if you can do something like that, or if you're, you know, have a busy lifestyle and you could press a button, walk away, do whatever it is you have to do, and then come back to a clean floor, there is a story there, right? There is a story there. So always look at a feature, a product, or a service, accounting service. What does it mean when you are taking care of and someone is watching over your finances? What a wonderful story that is to unfold. Massage therapy, same thing, right? So you come in with all these ailments that are just really affecting your body, your mind, your soul. You go out with a new perspective and a new surge of energy. When you leave, it could be a very calming energy, but you know that's going to build up to some really powerful energy at the end. So again, product and service. So cause and effect. So if you keep doing something like that, you are going to get those kind of followers that you really want. And I'm really excited for you. Now, to make sure that you get more of a broader look on how visually this all comes together, make sure to sign up for my newsletter and go to socialglobalgrind.com, sign up for the newsletter. You will automatically getting this as your first email. So don't worry, we're still kind of putting into systems. I want to be there for you guys to sort of like I guess go, and what's that metaphor, going behind Oz and pulling back the curtain. I want to show you all of those things, because there's so many things out there that we as small business owners can actually apply now to get further along than we were, I don't know, 6 months ago, a year ago. This has been a tough time for us. We get it. I got you. We're going to just go ahead and just take that curtain away, show you some elements that will help the betterment of your business, your small business. Listen, it's tough, but it's also a great community to connect with small business owners and entrepreneurs. So I got you. So excited that you got to listen to this episode. I'm revved up and even speaking to my social media team right now. So thank you guys for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.